What bothered my grandmother about feminism wasn't equal rights. It was the housework. She was irked that her own gender seemed to be dismissing her hard work as unworthy of their time. "Someone has to do it," she would say. I minored in women's studies in college, a relatively new official area of study in the early 90s. I was an undergraduate at UC Berkeley, so I can imagine if it was new there, it was pretty new, period. Neither of us belonged to the generation that walked in the feminist parade. She was watching from the sidelines. I was the kid on the tricycle riding through the empty confetti-strewn streets. I tried to explain. I was learning American history through a female lens. Grandma looked worried. I would turn into one of those anti-housework feminists, which translated into slob no guy would marry. I was particularly fond of this one anthology, a collection of women-centric history from the American Revolution to Betty Friedan's Feminine Mystique. It was a huge book, 5 inches thick at least. I thought that was impressive, like its heft proved the importance of the subject. I carried that thing everywhere. I wanted Grandma to understand. Feminists aren't anti-housework. They just don't want housework to define them. Like you, I told her, you're as much an artist as you are a housewife. In addition to her cooking and cleaning, Grandma made art. She used these traditionally feminine crafts like weaving and needlepoint to create strange and colorful pieces, like you were looking at the world through a kaleidoscope. One Christmas, she pulls out this weaving and says she needs advice. It depicts a clothesline with 3 shirts hanging out to dry. The background is hills, but in variations of blue and orange. Another of Grandma's surreal landscapes. She says, "This laundry belongs to a feminist. How do I show that?" I say, "You could put acronyms on the shirts like NOW for National Organization for Women, ERA for Equal Rights Amendment, and how about the little female symbol?" "Even feminists have to do their laundry," she explained. Grandma was hung up on that. In college one afternoon, I was doing my laundry. When the washing machine finished, I opened it, and sitting on top of my clothes was my favorite book. It was swollen to twice its original size, perfectly intact, but waterlogged. Mystified, I lifted it out like a fat baby. It took days to dry, and when it did, the pages were stiff and wavy. Heads turned with the crinkle sound of each page. I couldn't open the book without thinking about washing my clothes. It was a monument to feminism and domesticity. In some cosmic way, I knew Grandma was responsible. Years later, when I got married, Grandma gave me that weaving of the shirts on the line. She had used tiny glass beads for the acronyms. Even feminists have dirty clothes. And what had she named it? Karina's Laundry.